All right, listeners, welcome back for another deep dive with us. This time we are going to be looking at zodiac elements.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so not just like, your sign, like I'm a Gemini or you're a Taurus or whatever, but
Yeah,
like
well.
thinking about the elements and how those influence your personality. So we're going to be using zodiac elements, shaping your character as our guide today.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Have you ever thought about how these elements might kind of show up in your life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's like adding a whole other dimension to astrology almost, you know? I think the book asks, what's your zodiac element and how does it shape you? And it's a really good question to think about.
Yeah, it definitely makes you look at things like from a whole new perspective.
Absolutely.
So we've got the four elements, right?
Yeah.
Fire, earth, air, and water. And each of those is connected to certain personality traits, but it's not just like,
Yeah.
fire signs are energetic,
Right. It's not like a one-to-one kind of thing.
Exactly.
Each element kind of has like a spectrum of expression. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like take fire, for example. It is definitely like passionate and dynamic, but that can mean so many different things. Like you can be like a creative innovator or like a really fearless leader, but then also, you know, maybe you have like a quick temper.
Oh,
So
right.
it's more about like understanding how that energy
Okay.
manifests in different ways.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So like you could be a fire sign and not necessarily be like super extroverted, life of the party kind of person.
Totally. Yeah, and that's where like
Oh.
the interplay of elements in like a birth chart gets really interesting. You know, you could have like a fire sun sign,
Yeah.
but like a lot of earth placements as well, and then that would make that fire energy more grounded
Okay.
and like practical and focused.
So there's like a whole other layer of complexity here.
Oh, for sure.
Now I'm really curious about the other elements.
Yeah.
So what about earth signs? They're known for being grounded, but like,
Right.
what does that actually look like?
Well, earth signs are all about like stability and tangible results. They're like the builders and organizers. You know, they're the ones who take those like big ideas and they bring them down to earth and like
Right.
make
So,
them happen.
okay.
They really value practicality and dependability, and they often
Yeah.
have a really strong connection to like nature too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I always think of them as like the foundation of the zodiac.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. I could definitely see
Yeah.
how those traits would make them like really good friends,
Yeah,
really good partners.
for sure.
What about air signs?
Hi.
I always think of them as like
Ah,
super social.
yeah.
But is there more to it?
Well, I mean, air signs are definitely like the communicators of the zodiac. I mean, they're really driven by a need to connect, to exchange ideas, and to learn new things. But I think their social side is really just like one facet of it.
Okay.
They also thrive on like mental stimulation. They love like exploring different concepts, and they can be like incredibly adaptable and quick-witted. It's like that airy energy that keeps them like curious and, you know, engaged with the world around them.
So it's not just like flitting from one
Yes.
source of into another.
No.
It's like a deeper kind of connection.
Yeah, they need that like mental spark, you
Yeah.
know?
Okay.
And then finally, we have the water signs.
Yeah.
Now they're often seen as the most emotional,
Right.
but I think there's like a depth to their intuition and their empathy that goes beyond just feeling things really strongly.
Yeah, that's what I find so interesting about water signs, that
Yeah.
like they're just tapped into this whole other world
Yeah.
of emotions and intuition and stuff.
Right.
So how does that influence their personalities?
Well, water signs are like incredibly perceptive. They pick up on all the subtle cues, like unspoken emotions, and they often have this like deep understanding of like the human experience. You know, they're compassionate, they're nurturing, and they're often drawn to those like creative or healing professions where they can really connect with others on that level.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive. Like, it's
Wow.
amazing how each element just brings
Yeah.
its own little flavor to the
Definitely.
zodiac, I feel like. I have like a whole new perspective on myself and the people in my life.
Yeah, there's always more to learn, of course, but this is like a really good starting point
Yeah.
for understanding how these like elemental energies really shape us.
Absolutely. For our listeners out there, here's something to think about. Think about the people in your life. Do their personalities seem to align with their zodiac elements? Maybe even consider how the elements interact. You know,
Oh, yeah.
like does your fiery friend have like
Yeah.
an earth sign partner who helps keep them grounded?
Right.
It's really fascinating.
It is.
So until next time, keep diving deep.